Dear friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. I greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We look back to a weekend of great meetings. Again, people came from all over Europe and even African and South American countries. We praise God for this great opportunity that we might share the true word of God, the promised word, the revealed word of God with the nations of the earth. We dealt especially with the thought that first the Lord calls us to repentance so that we come to Him as sinners and receive the forgiveness of our sins, reconciliation with God, and the assurance that He has received us and we are the children of God. Then we dealt with the second thought that there is also a calling out of those who were called to repentance, who already are the children of God. I referred to both, for instance, to Isaiah chapter 40, where it says in verse 3, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness. And then verse 6, the voice said, cry. What shall I cry? Was the question. So first, we bring the gospel message to those who should be saved. And then the Lord has a message for his people, for those who will hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. In this connection, it is very important that we understand the message of the hour. It's not something that we should discuss. It's not something that everybody can make a choice of what he believes or doesn't believe, or what he fits into his own program. But the message of the hour is a calling out of the true children of God from all things which are not in agreement with God and with his word. So finally, as the bridegroom was the word manifested in flesh, that the true promised word of God would be manifested within the bride of Christ. And then we come to Matthew 25, about the midnight cry. The scripture says that there is to be a midnight cry. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. We passed through the day of salvation. We arrived at the evening time, and most certainly it was light at the evening time. In the natural, at evening time, darkness sets in. But in the spiritual, God promised it shall be light in the evening time. And in this connection, we understand the great commission addressed to our beloved brother William Branham, when he was told the message given to you will be the forerunner at the second coming of Christ. Beloved friends, we must understand by divine revelation the purpose of the sending of a promised prophet. He brought us back to the true teachings. There is a restoration of everything before the return of our Lord can take place. That is Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Jesus Christ remains in heaven until the times of restitution, of restoration of all things come, which God has promised from the beginning of time through his holy servants and prophets. The word of God is always revealed to his servants, the prophets. And we have the great opportunity to live at the time of fulfillment of Bible prophecies. There is no use in speaking about the message of the hour unless we understand that Ephesians chapter 4 were the ministry that is placed within the church is spoken of, the fivefold ministry. And then also in chapter 5 verse 27, where the word of God speaks that there is coming a day when the true bride church will be presented in glory to the Lord who purchased us at the cross of Calvary without spot and wrinkle. So we have to understand the restoration of the New Testament church must take place. The true restoration must be followed by the message of restoration. So, as the New Testament church was at the very beginning, she must be now at the very end. It was John the Baptist who started the ministry to prepare the way of the Lord. But then the ministry of Christ our Lord followed, and then the New Testament church was established, and all the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit and the ministries God placed into the church. It must be the same in our time. The ministry God gave to his prophet must be followed by the ministry of our Lord, that we're being taken back to Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3, especially, where our Lord walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks as Son of Man, having the seven stars in his right hand. And then we're being taken to Revelation chapter 2 and 3, where the message is given to the messenger, and he in turn brings it to the church. But in every message, we are told, those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Not going around saying the prophet said, the prophet said, the prophet said, but finally to hear the Spirit taking the word of God and bringing it to life and bringing it to pass so that the restoration takes place in reality. And then everybody must find their place. Beloved, it's upon my heart to tell you, this is God's time for God's people to not only talk about messenger and message, about restoration, but that we do understand by divine revelation that we are personally spoken to and are personally in this program of God. We're included. We are the ones through whom the Lord fulfills his promised word. If we are part of the bride church at this time, then we should recognize God's order, and the church is being brought back into the divine order with a fivefold ministry, with everything that was at the very beginning. That is God's purpose. And therefore, I'm asking you in the name of the Lord to recognize your day and my day. It's our day. The day wherein all things come to a climax, and we understand from the fulfillment of Bible prophecies that the return of our Lord, of the bridegroom, to take us to glory is just to take place at any moment. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And those who were ready went in to the marriage, and the door was closed. Be ready by the grace of God, and never forget, only perfect love will enter there. And perfect love was manifested at the cross of Calvary, when forgiveness and reconciliation took place. If you have the true love of God, you have forgiveness, reconciliation, you have true fellowship with all true children of God on earth, under the blood, by the Holy Spirit. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen.